you had the best date ever.
The other person, not so much.
It's your second date update with John Monroe and Jackson.
Yeah, we're doing it. We're back to it. Took a little break during the social distancing and the quarantining. But no, if you have gone out on a date, if you thought it went well, but you are not hearing back from that other person, reach out to us. Let us help you the same way we help out Eric today. Morning, Eric.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing excellent. So tell me, what's going on in your dating life?
So I met April on Tinder.
Okay.
And we haven't met yet. So, I just want to start there.
I'm sorry. I just want to make sure you guys have not had any interaction.
We haven't met.
Okay. Got it.
But we've done a lot of Zoom and FaceTime. And, she works from home. I don't. She's a little more scared of COVID than I am.
Okay. So can I ask you then, have you had I guess your Zoom and your FaceTime, you're considering the dates. Is that what we're going off of?
Yeah. I mean, we've done all the things that the internet has told us we should do. We've, made dinner over Zoom. We've watched Netflix, while FaceTiming.
Okay. How was that?
And then, not as fun as being together, but it was nice.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. And then she just, she stopped answering me, and I'm not sure if my number is blocked or what. I don't know what I did. We never hung out in person, and I just don't see how I could have ruined it.
I hear a lot of, Zoom and FaceTime, and I think to myself, inappropriate photo texted to someone. So that's...
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Right? Isn't that what...
Yeah.
...comes to mind? Did you send any pictures that were not requested?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I don't think so, no.
Okay. All right, so...
I'm sending them to my sister-in-law, but
So you didn't send any of those, but everything else, and you're saying... There wasn't a long enough date. You didn't go out somewhere where you couldn't have been caught stealing silverware from a restaurant or something weird. So you're like, I don't understand why she just ditched me like this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, if you're thinking your number's blocked, do you want to maybe give us April's number? And we'll try her from our place, and we'll just see if she answers. And if so, we'll find out why she's not calling you back and why she's not doing the Zoom thing anymore.
That'd be great.
It's your second date update. We are chatting with Eric. So Eric met April on Tinder. I'm a little thrown off, I guess, because they haven't met.
Yeah, it's weird.
They did a bunch of Zoom and FaceTime dates, but I get it. I mean, not everyone's comfortable. You, Monroe, just went to the restaurant for the first time with your family.
The first time. Dude, we felt so terrified.
Yeah. And, my family's been going for a while, so it's just what everyone feels comfortable doing. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like April's not as comfortable as Eric is on going out and meeting. And so they've been doing the Zoom and the FaceTime, and now she's not answering him anymore and kind of has blocked him. And he's just wondering what happened. Eric, did I get all that correct?
You did.
Okay, cool. Hey, we tracked down April. She did answer for us. So I'm going to pick up with her. Don't say anything. I just want to chat with her for a second. Okay.
Cool.
April, good morning.
Hi.
So I'm John and Monroe's here. Unfortunately,
hello.
Jackson's still home battling that COVID. But thanks for taking some time and chatting with us today on the radio.
Oh, for sure.
So our show does the second date update where we try to help out people who've gone out on a date. They thought it was great, and now they're not hearing back from someone else. Have you done a lot of dating in the last few months?
not real date, virtual.
Virtual dates, yeah. That's kind of what we heard, In fact, Eric reached out to us. Eric and you, I guess, did a few virtual dates together.
Right, yeah.
Well, I'll be honest, he's had a good time. He enjoyed these virtual dates. I he said you guys made dinner together over Zoom.
Yeah.
Did something, can I ask, because I could just tell your energy totally changed, did something happen on these internet dates?
He seemed like a really nice guy at first, and we had fun or whatever. When we were talking once, I don't know. Yeah, things come up, and I found out he's very anti-mask. anti-masker. Huge turnoff. And he went on this whole rant about it and was kind of yelling and about his rights. And yeah, I don't want to date someone who's stupid, to be honest. So.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Well,
that's where I'm at.
Yeah. So obviously you're pro mask. You're pro wearing them out in public or being asked to wear one. And he's not in the same boat as you, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I care about other people and have an empathetic heart and want to save lives. Yes, and yeah. He does not. Correct.
Thanks for being honest and open with me on this. I want to be honest and open with you. Eric is actually listening in as well. Eric.
Okay.
I mean, hi, what the hell? Like I'm stupid? I'm not stupid. You're stupid. Are you kidding?
Oh.
All right. Like,
I'm not stupid. I'm doing what it takes to save lives, but you can think, I can't even comprehend.
It's a hoax. They're trying to muzzle you. Like, don't you get it?
A hoax.
Eric,
yeah.
I'm sorry, Eric, are you, so you don't really believe in the mask? You believe it's like an affront on your personal freedom? Is that the deal?
Yeah. Like, if you're a sheep, if you're just like doing what they're telling you to do, seriously, if you're doing that, you're so stupid.
Well, if I'm a sheep, bah, I'm not dating you, so I'm out.
John Monroe and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.